Sonoma County's health officer, Dr. Sundari Mace, is. Good morning, Dr. Mace.
Good morning, Pat.
The pandemic has taken a back seat to the fires. What's the danger in that?
Well, I think we just still have to be really mindful of all of the mitigation measures that we have to comply with for COVID, because it's a really scary time when potentially people are evacuating, they're going to shelters, they're going to, you know, their families, extended families and friends, and
yeah,
they may forget about masking and social distancing.
What kind of a spike would you expect to see a couple, 3 weeks from now as a result of all that?
I guess it's going to really depend on how much we can try to control the situation in terms of maintaining social distancing and masking or facial coverings and all that other stuff. We are screening people who are going to the shelters, making sure that we're still trying to keep them 6 feet apart, that everybody's wearing facial coverings, and that's enforced. So hopefully, if we're able to do all that, maybe we won't see such a blip, but we will definitely be monitoring it.
And it's been a while since we've been able to update with you, Dr. Mace. And can you refresh our memories and our information when it comes to Sonoma County's standing as far as the state tiers go and when that could change?
Yeah, the good news is that our case rate came down a little bit more. We came down to 7.8 new cases per day per 100,000 population. Our test positivity rate is still good, but it still leaves us in the purple tier. And one of the things that we have to take into consideration is that our whole testing and contact tracing efforts took a little bit of a backseat here in the last several days. So we're not testing as much.
So yeah,
we're not sure how good our data is going to be. So this, as a result, we may not get out of the purple tier like we'd hoped to by next week.
Okay, so we are, and excuse me if you just answered this question, we're a little otherwise engaged too here. Remind me of where we're at in the two-week measuring period for the state.
So we got our new tier status yesterday, because every Tuesday you get your new tier status.
Right.
So next Tuesday we'll again get a tier status, but because we've been sort of at 20-30% capacity for due to evacuations of laboratories, personnel, nurses, contact tracers, et cetera, we haven't been able to do as much testing. So I'm not sure if we'll come out of the purple tier. It may have set us back a week.
Okay. All right. It may have set us back a week. All right. Well, we can live with that, I guess, under these circumstances, but we certainly look forward to lowering our place in the state scale. That's for sure. And of course, there are other health considerations. There are obviously the air quality, and with the amount of ash that has fallen in the last 72 hours or so, that affects our health, as does, Dr. Mace, the fact that when we're so immersed in this fire emergency, it's yet another reason to put off whatever health issues we have. And there's a real danger in that, isn't there?
Absolutely. You know, if you're sick, you may choose to stay home or not, you know, seek any care, even though you could be ill. So I think we should just remind people that if, even with a fire, even with evacuations, that if you're ill, you need to take care of your health. You need to seek care.
Very good information, and we will look forward to see what the governor has to say about us next Tuesday as he revisits county by county in Sonoma. Would you advise people as soon as they can to continue to get tested when possible?
Definitely, you know, and especially once the fire evacuations have subsided, when we get back to normal, absolutely.
Yeah.
Right now, you know, the AQI, the air quality index, mm-hmm, is so bad. People are still, you know, under some evacuation warnings. We do have people in the shelters. So it may not be the best time to be, you know, running off to OptumServe to get tested unless you're feeling like you're really sick, in which case you should see your doctor. So I would say just sit tight. Let's hope that this too passes. And then, of course, if you feel like you've been at risk, then you can make your appointments and get tested.
And is the testing facility open again in Santa Rosa adjacent to the fairgrounds, or has it been just Petaluma all this week?
As far as I know that both the OptumServe facilities have been up and running.
Okay. Very good, Dr.
But again,
Mace.
Many people may not have taken advantage of them.
Yeah.
The appointments because of with all the chaos that's going on here.
Okay, so you have the Dr. Mace doctor's excuse for not getting a test this week, but as of next week, we're back in tune, right?
That's right.
Okay, very good. Thank you very much for the update, Dr. Mace. We appreciate it.
Okay. Thank you, Pat.
9:13 at KSRO, Dr. Sundari Mace, Sonoma County's health officer.